Thank you very much. Nigeria as a whole, both government and the people of Nigeria have been looking out for this day, today, Friday, on the remembrance of when we got our nationhood as an independent entity, and arrangements are in top gear. In fact, arrangements have been going on, so a series of programs have been commenced long time ago. The federal government has started several programs almost five, 6 months ago, including corporate organizations, individuals, governments at state level, and so many government agencies have been participating in this program to commemorate when we got our nationhood 50 years ago. I think this has been going on. Yesterday, we had a colloquium on Nigeria's leadership in Africa, foreign policy-wise, one. Two, today we are going to have a parade this morning when we, Nigerians, the armed forces and civil society and so many agencies of government will come on parade, and so many visiting heads of state came in. And from all indication, it's going to be continued for the next 1 week, at least, for active discussions, active activities towards taking stock. This is a time that one is really look at what is the achievement, to what is the lessons that I've learned, and what needs to be done. So that at least it will be a moment for reflection and the way forward. This is what has so far been done and is being done.
How many heads of state are in the country at the moment to participate in Nigeria's 50 years independence celebration?
Of the last count, is almost 25 presidents, and in excess of 40, 50 nations are participating actively, because some of them have sent representation at the level of the vice president, prime ministers, deputy prime ministers, ministers, or special envoy. That put together, we have an attendance of more than 50 heads of state delegation or their representative or their special envoy.
What should be the expectations of Nigerians after 50 years of independence or self-governance?
Yeah, I think I have to put this in the right perspective. In certain quarters, you do hear people saying that there is nothing to celebrate. But anybody who has been to Nigeria and is being fair to the governance of Nigeria will tell you that there are more than 100 reasons why there is need for us to gather and celebrate this day. One, in the first place, to say that Nigeria in 50 years still remain a united nation, very stable nation, and also with all its challenges and its difficult scenarios and complexity. I think that is one is on something realistically one should say is worth celebrating, because the complexity of this country, I think, is second to none in the whole world. Because you are talking about a country that is largest in Africa, that started from the scratch 58 ago. Basic infrastructures are not there, let alone human rights. We have a population of 150 million today, with more than 300 ethnic nationalities, with multi-religious and different sets of behavior and attitudes. But still, Nigeria still works is very strong, united, and looking forward. That is fundamental, and that can be said is worth celebrating. Foreign policy, when I'm compared to some of the countries we got independence at the same time with them, I have no doubt in my mind that we are miles ahead of so many of them with all our complexity, because we only had a crisis once, a civil war. Otherwise, since then, at the managing situation, you have seen countries where maybe two or three of them are just maybe the leaders in their community, in their country, but they are still living very difficult scenario, or three, four tribes, you find out that it is very difficult to live as a united nation, one single entity. They have been having day-in, day-out crisis. We have not been having that. We do have hiccups here and there, and most of these issues are political or personal problems that allies normally translate them back into politics and becoming issues degenerating to religious line as well. Otherwise, we are doing very well. We have also contributed remarkably in the quality of life of the country, both in fiscal development and also the independence of the human person. Because anywhere you meet Nigerian, everywhere in the whole world, you will know that this is a Nigerian, because there is a freedom here to an extent that is even to a fault. People can stand up and tell you what they want to say, irrespective of whether they are in government or they are not in government. That is there. The resilience of the population is worth celebrating. Above all, I have said this, that the country have really been able to stay one, have had remarkable progress and development in the country, both length and wide of it. We have 36 nations, states. We have a very viral and very free press in free human rights, and also we have a very, very resilient population that, with all its complexity, has remained one and indivisible entity, and also looking forward. And we have also done very remarkable in the international stage, where there is nowhere where there is a problem, especially in Africa, that Nigeria have not stood very tall and contributed remarkably in effort toward giving peace, leadership, stability, good governance, democratic tenets. All this we have done in the theaters all over the world, and everybody knows about it. As a nation, we have not been to ourselves alone. We have contributed toward the liberation of so many countries, toward providing peace, toward providing good governance, and also giving brotherhood and support in areas of challenge where some countries are really challenged. I think so many angles one will say that this is worth celebrating. Personally, as a person, I will tell you I'm a very proud Nigerian, that I am very happy with this celebration, and I'm sure, I have no doubt in my mind, the next 50 years we are going to celebrate, we will be one of the top nations in the world, because by attribute, by potentials, by every circumstance, I think we will get there.
Some people have criticized Nigeria for not being the giant that is expected to be among African nations. What is your reaction to that?
I think anybody who says that is being very economical with the truth, one. Two, anybody who says that doesn't know where we are coming from. Anybody who says that doesn't know what we are doing as a leader. Yes, even me as an individual, now not only being in government, I know that my aspiration as a person is far, far more than what we are doing. But if you take into cognizance what you have been able to achieve, what is leadership? Leadership is not just about yourself, it's about also looking forward, providing succor, providing direction, giving assistance to other people outside yourself. We have done that. This is a nation that barely 5-7 days after our nationhood, we were already giving support as an independent entity and providing stability and peace in another member country. Today, we have lost even count of how many nations we have gone there with our forces, with our financial support, with our resources, with hardware and everything to provide peace and stability. Not only in Africa, all over the world we have been there. The United Nations have the information, they know what we have done. How many developing countries have done what we have done? I think that one is there. People don't know about this, and because Nigerians have always been a very subject, a humble nation and nationality, we don't really talk and brag about what we do. Otherwise, no nation will tell you that has done more than us in providing succor and stability and peace in so many parts of the world, like us, especially those that we have been given back to in the same age bracket or milestone. This year, I think there are about 17, 18 countries celebrating their 50th nationhood. I think none of these countries can say they have done better than us in any theater or in any parameter of assessment. We have done far, far, far more than them. Above all, the challenges people are saying, Nigerians, just like I was saying, they are of the type, myself inclusive, is that we want to be judging and running on the same pace. An infant trying to run would an adult comparable or maybe overtake him. Otherwise, how can you say a 50-year-old country trying to be competitive like a developed country, maybe United States or European countries who have been national and nationhood of more than 500 years with civilization, with everything. Nigeria, 50 years ago, take note that there was no university independent of itself. It was just a college of the university. Today in Nigeria, we have over 100 universities. 50 years ago, there was no teaching hospital in this country. It was a college that is a subsidiary of a London college. Today we have almost 20, 30, 40, in fact we have 54 teaching hospitals with high quality manpower and also doing very well. Today we have more than 100,000 kilometers of asphalt road network. By independence we have less than 150 kilometers of well-tarred road. What are we talking about? Assess these things all put together. And you are still talking about human development. Everywhere, the quality of Nigeria's strength, they are doing very well. But those, because maybe there's one alien character somewhere in the international domain, that is the thing that the international community will remember. They have forgotten all the theaters we have been in Congo since 1960, and severally we have been going around and doing peace and development to other countries. I think those are the qualities people should remember us with, and we are doing very well.